WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine will receive a new round of defense weapons to protect against escalating Russian attacks. President Trump with NATO Secretary General at the White House announcing the arms deal. The president says he's not happy with Russia's deadly attacks and says Russia faces steep tariffs if a peace deal is not reached within 50 days.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop. But the purpose of this is to say that this is a very big deal we've made. This is billions of dollars worth of military equipment is going to be purchased from the United States, going to NATO, et cetera. And that's going to be quickly distributed to the battlefield.
President Trump also said he's open to discuss a trade deal with Europe. It follows the president's threat to levy European goods by 30%. Around two dozen states' attorneys general have joined North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky in suing the Trump administration's Education Department and OMB for withholding $6 billion in federal funding for education programs. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The budget bill recently signed into law by President Donald Trump included drastic cuts to Medicaid. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who voted against the bill, said the fight for Medicaid is not over.
It's not the last act that Congress will ever take. And we will have future opportunities to fix some of the problems. But that will only happen if pressure on those who voted for it is such that they are hearing from their constituents that this was a mistake and that Congress needs to repair it.
Baldwin made her comments in Green Bay Saturday as she toured Amplify Bell & Health's ER department. Co-chief clinical officer Dr. Cynthia Lasecki said when people don't have health coverage, they end up using emergency rooms as primary care providers.
Even without health insurance, people will still need care. When they cannot afford it, those costs get shifted to everyone else, driving up the total cost of care. It is a lose-lose for our patients and communities.
Baldwin says about 270,000 Wisconsinites will have their health care terminated as a result of the budget bill, costing Wisconsin hospitals $264 million a year. Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials are sharing helpful safety tips for residents hauling recreational vehicles across the state this summer. DOT officials remind residents that hauled recreational vehicles, like campers, cannot be wider than 8.5 feet or taller than 13.5 feet. They are also required to follow all posted weight restrictions on roads and bridges across the state. Residents should remember to check the condition of their trailer and make sure everything is properly secured before hitting the road. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers sweep the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Washington 8-1 to complete a three-game sweep heading into the All-Star break, but manager Pat Murphy said they weren't playing their best ball.
We weren't on all cylinders by any stretch in the last three games, but we had big innings, and we did what we had to do, and, you know, there were some unique performances, but it's Major League Baseball. Anytime you can win three games, you're lucky in a series, so it wasn't like we walked away with anything.
Right fielder Sal Frelick undergoing an MRI after making a sliding catch in foul territory, suffering a hamstring injury. Last night in the MLB draft, the Brewers selecting five new players, two infielders, three pitchers. The draft continues today. NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner as their new center, picked up in free agency from the Pacers. Turner asked if he's heard from Giannis yet.
Yeah, we texted back just a little bit, you know, but he was on vacation and I was on vacation, so, you know, I know how that go.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bright and hazy today with mostly sunny skies and wildfire smoke and winds barely moving. High temperatures today will strike the upper 80s. But with the increased humidity, it's going to be feeling more like the low 90s. Stay cool and keep hydrated. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin is going to be doing things to welcome more movie making here. Nathan Demming joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. And it's a lot to talk about. You know, it's an awful lot to talk about. I mentioned at the opening of the program, or no, at the top of the second hour, you know, I got into my daily take for today about these, you know, three conditions that are converging and basically could lead to World War III. You know, one, being the neo-fascist political shift in the United States. The second, which is driving the first, is the immiseration of the middle class, the damage that Donald Trump with his tariffs and his tax cuts is doing to the economy and how it's making rich people richer and all the rest of us poorer. And then the third, of course, is the number two guy at the Department of Defense, Mr. Colby, Elbridge Colby, reaching out to Japan and Australia and demanding to know if they're prepared to fight against China in a world war over Taiwan. And world war, my phrase, not his, but you get it. And the foundation of all of this was this kind of Dutch disease article that I read in the Financial Times talking about how the economy sucks. And, you know, I mentioned in the last hour that during the break, I went to, you know, I look at the tabs I have open, you know, Daily Kos, Raw Story, Democratic Underground, Blue Sky, Common Dreams, Drudge Report, New Republic, The Guardian, The New York Times, and The Financial Times. Those are the news tabs that I just kind of cycle through during every break and just to see what's going on in the world. Plus, you know, keeping a monitor on in the studio here on TV. But so I was clicking through them and I clicked on Drudge Report, and right here on Drudge Report, three headlines that, again, just to amplify my daily take from the second hour, and then I'll get into my third hour stuff here in just a second. And I'll just share these three headlines with you. These summarize the argument that I was making, which is that Trump and the Republicans with their so-called Big Beautiful Bill basically just stole $4 trillion from you and me, gave it to billionaires, and to pay for it, they are gutting, you know, Medicare, Medicaid. They've already laid off 7 or 10,000 people from Social Security. It's reached the point now where people trying to get answers in Social Security are just going nuts, which of course is what they want. They want people to be so pissed off at Social Security that they will say, "Hey, yes, give it to Jamie Dimon. Let J.P. Morgan run the program." You know, in other words, privatize it. Republicans have been pushing this since 1935. So anyhow, my argument that the economy is falling apart because of these Republican policies, and specifically because of this legislation that they just passed, which is going to cause a serious recession. Mark my words. Here are the three headlines from Drudge. And keep in mind, they just killed or largely killed the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is an anti-fraud agency that has recovered literally tens of billions of dollars and given that money back to consumers on behalf of consumers. They were the ones who busted Wells Fargo, for example, for ripping people off with, you know, you just get these sudden fees, you know, what's this? Why? And you call them up and, well, sorry, you're stuck with it, you know. So anyhow, here's the three headlines. The first one is Rip Off America. From car rentals to coffee, inflation is rampant. The second headline, food banks running out exactly when more people need them. And the third headline, store closings on pace for new record. That, of course, would be small businesses. Because they're being just wiped out by Republican economic policies, as they always are. 10 of the last 11 recessions began during Republican presidencies. That's not a coincidence. Republicans love recessions. They want the economy to go into the tank. People go, well, why? Aren't they invested in the stock market? Aren't they, you know, don't rich people have all their money in the stock market? Why would they want a recession? Why would they want the market to crash? Well, yeah, they want the market to crash because when the market goes down, you know, it doesn't hurt them, frankly. When the market goes down, what it does is it creates an opportunity for them to buy stock cheap because the market will go back up. Democrats will come back into power and they'll put the economy back together. Reagan had the most severe drop in the Dow Jones Industrial. During the Reagan administration, Ronald Reagan had the worst drop in the Dow since Black Friday or Black Tuesday, 1929. Those of you old enough to remember know what I'm talking about. And 16% inflation, or 16% interest rates, rather. We bought a house in Atlanta at 16% in the 1980s during the Reagan years. George W. Bush, you know, massive tax break. Deregulated the banks. Actually, that was Phil Graham. You know, Bill Clinton signed the legislation, but it was Republicans who pushed it through Congress in 1999. And George Bush used that to deregulate the banks. And what happened? The banks stole our homes. I mean, Steve Mnuchin himself was alleged to have had, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of illegally robo-signed, you know, eviction notices. They stole millions of people's homes from them. They, you know, generally these banksters, not a single one went to jail under the George W. Bush administration. And he created such a mess that Barack Obama had to come in and clean it up. And then Donald Trump comes into office and creates such a mess that Joe Biden had to come in and clean it up. Again, you know, under Trump, you had a crash in the stock market that was even worse than the one under Reagan. And Biden brought back the best economy literally in the world. Trump, you know, this morning on TV, as he always does, was lying about Biden and his economy and what he did. And, oh, you know, Ukraine is Biden's war and all this kind of BS. But the simple fact of the matter is Republicans always try to ruin the economy because it works for billionaires. Gloria Swanson was an old friend of mine. She was on the board of directors or the board of advisors of our of the Community for Abused Kids that Louise and I started in New Hampshire back in 1978. And I used to go to New York every couple months. She was helping connect me to wealthy people to raise money for our program. We had lunch with Mary Rockefeller once, for example, and she wrote a $5,000 check for our charity, which was very sweet of her. I mean, you know, just on Gloria's suggestion. Gloria Swanson had been a vegetarian since the 30s, and so she would cook these, together we would cook these meals in her apartment, and she would just tell me these wild stories, and she hated Joe Kennedy. I mean, he had been her lover for a while, and then he managed her money, and he basically robbed her blind, and she said that, you know, he told her that the Depression was coming, and during the Great Depression, he bought stock like there was no tomorrow. And he came out of that smelling like a rose. He came out of it so much richer than when he went in. So here we are. So what are the Republicans up to now? What's their latest scam? Well, it has to do with Medicare. And this is the Center for Medicare Services, CMS, under Trump. You know, it's now Trumpified. And this is Rachel Madley writing over at healthcareuncovered.substack.com. And I'll just share this with you. Just before the holiday, that was the 4th of July holiday, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced a new model to test the expansion of prior authorization in traditional Medicare. Now you say, wait a minute, what's prior authorization? Well, if you're on Medicare Advantage, you know what it is. You've got to beg your insurance company to pay for the CAT scan or the MRI or even the prescription or even sometimes the doctor's visit before you get it. And if they say, no, we won't pay for it, you don't get it. That's called prior authorization. If you're on real Medicare, you've probably never heard of prior authorization, because on real Medicare, you just go out and get what you need. And if Medicare thinks it's fraudulent, they'll investigate it, but you don't get nailed. The fraudster do, if there is fraud, 99.999% of the time there isn't. So anyhow, they say this, and they want to hire private companies to do the prior authorization on behalf of real Medicare. So those of us like me who are on real Medicare, thank God, are like, you know, I don't have to worry about prior authorization. Well, Trump wants you to. They say it will, quote, implement and streamline prior authorizations to ensure that select services that are provided and paid for are clinically appropriate. Right. Who gets to decide that? Well, they're going to hire companies like United Healthcare to do the prior authorization for Medicare. And even worse, again, quoting from the article, even worse, the private companies participating in the model will be paid, and this is from the press release from CMS, quote, based on a share of averted expenditures, end quote. In other words, they make a commission every time they tell you no, or tell your doctor, no, we will not pay for that person's MRI. No, we will not pay for that CAT scan. No, we will not pay for that ultrasound. No, we will not pay for that pharmaceutical. No, we will not pay for that surgery. No, we will not pay for that cancer test. Every time they say that on behalf of real Medicare, which is going to hire them under this plan, they get a fee. They get paid every time you get screwed. Now, again, if you're on Medicare Advantage and you've ever gotten seriously sick, you know this is exactly how Medicare Advantage works. But this is not how real Medicare works. But they want to make it that way. It's called the WISER model, W-I-S-E-R. And it's an acronym for Wasteful and Inappropriate Services Reduction. In other words, your doctor prescribing, you know, saying, hey, you know, my patient here thinks, I think my patient should have a CAT scan. Let's see if a mammogram. Let's see if there's some cancer there. And the big insurance company that Medicare, real Medicare, is going to hire to investigate whether your doctor is right or not. And by the way, they're using AI to do this now. Some of them. We'll make a commission for saying no. No, screw them. It's incredible. And then on top of this, they want to make Medicare Advantage even worse. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. It's just what these Republicans are up to continuously is just mind-boggling. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with you. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up! Email info@WISS.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night and just struggles with it. These are masks with air hoses that are strapped to your face all night, and without it, your breathing is disrupted, and there's a higher risk of dementia and stroke and heart disease, even premature death. The bottom line? If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring CPAP later, a machine later. And so now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZYPPA. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. ZYPPA is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. ZYPPA was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, ZYPPA is the stop-snoring device that I trust and use. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to a lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or prevent having your face in a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's Happy Z spelled backwards. I want you to try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. Again, that's promo code SNORE at ZYPPAH.com. So erasing what we saw, courts are packed, the truth's on trial, votes are stolen with a gerrymandered smile, an iron fist dressed up as decree, selling fear as security. It's not a march, it's a slide, every step justified. By the time you see the bars, you're trapped inside. Autocratic breakthrough, the glass is shattered now. We let them take it step by step and never ask them how. Autocratic breakthrough, the sirens fade away. Freedom bleeds in silence when the people look away. Judges bow down, the laws remade. Opposition silence. Welcome back, 25 minutes past the hour. So, have you heard about the Medicare Advantage Reform Act? This is an amazing piece of legislation sponsored by Congressman David Schweikert. He's a Republican from Arizona. And basically what it does is it forces everyone, when you become eligible for Medicare, onto Medicare Advantage for the first 3 years. And of course, if you've had Medicare Advantage for more than 12 months, it's damn near impossible to get back on real Medicare. Certainly the insurance companies that sell the Medigap plans are no longer required after 12 months to give you a Medigap plan at a fixed price. They can jack the price up. They can do what's called risk management or whatever. Where they can look at your medical history and say, oh, you've got diabetes. We're going to charge you more every month. So here's it's called H.R. 3467, if you want to look it up. House Resolution 3467, also known as the Medicare Advantage Reform Act. It would help Medicare Advantage insurers rob Americans of choice and funnel more taxpayer dollars through the Wall Street-owned Medicare Advantage insurers. It automatically enrolls you into a Medicare Advantage plan starting in 2028, 3 years. If you qualify for Medicare Part A and B and you enroll in Part B, you will be shunted straight into the lowest cost Medicare Advantage plan in your area. You have no choice, and you are locked into it for 1,095 days, 3 years. Aren't these people wonderful? I wonder how much Mr. Congressman Schweikert was paid by the health insurance industry for that one.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You might want to call your member of Congress and just put this on their radar screen if they're not already aware of it. The Medicare Advantage Reform Act. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stock with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and it pinches myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. all of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. So it took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be back from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair and the world headquarters of Madison, taking a look at the weekend headlines and looking ahead to our next road trip with Jane Matinair. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A proposed bill that aims to make it easier to access government records is currently awaiting action in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would make it easier for groups who pursue legal action over government records to win back legal fees for their expenses. It states that legal fees must be awarded to the requester of government records if a court determines that the filing of the lawsuit was a substantial factor in the decision to release those records. The bill was approved by the state Senate in May and advanced to a hearing in the state assembly in June. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is accepting applications for grant funding aimed at improving housing and shelter services in the state. The agency recently opened the grant application process for nonprofits and cooperatives that provide emergency shelter services, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing. Chosen organizations will receive a share of $2 million in grant funding with a maximum award of $50,000. The application can be found online and must be submitted by July 31st. A black bear attack in Barron County on Saturday left a 69-year-old woman with severe injuries. The attack happened in the town of Comstock. The woman was taken to a local hospital for treatment while local DNR wardens and staff from the USDA Wildlife Services searched for the bear. They did find a cub in a tree, so they believe the bear is a sow. Officials continue to search for the bear using trained dogs and traps. The ultimate goal is to find the bear, euthanize it, and assess its condition. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bright and hazy today with mostly sunny skies and wildfire smoke and winds barely moving. High temperatures today will strike the upper 80s. But with the increased humidity, it's going to be feeling more like the low 90s. Stay cool and keep hydrated. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild is in the guest host seat with me on Monday. We keep you up to date. Who's out and who's in? Is it Bongino and Patel or Bondi at the DOJ?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
So much for all of your support. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that feels right, fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I ordered a cotton and wool sweater from Quince and wore it when we were in northern Scotland. It was cold. And that's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. Here's what I love about Quince. They are working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love the products I get from Quince. And you will, too. I recently purchased a cotton cashmere blend. It's so soft and the perfect weight for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand, but without the luxury price. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/THOM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Boots, just a line buried in a word. Three branches turned to tinder, and the match was struck with stealth. While billionaires bought silence, and democracy was shelved. This is the final checkmate. The king stands all alone. No court, no law, no balance left. Just marble turned to stone. They sold the soul of justice for a tax cut and a throne. This is the final checkmate, and the tyrant's taken home. The judges cry contempt, but the gavel hits the air. No chains, no jail, no justice left, just darkness draped in care. The House has bowed and yielded, the Senate sealed its fate. While freedom's ghost walks restless through a rusting White House gate. This is not some distant war. It's right here at our door. This is the final checkmate, where silence is the crime. The Constitution bleeding ink erased in real time. They crown the man who mocks the law and strip the courts of might. This is the final checkmate. Now stand or lose the fight. So call the
June 17th
halls of power.
Is the date. We're going to show up in the streets. That's Thursday of this week. So just mark that on your calendar and get your signs ready. So, what's on your mind here? John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up?
I just wanted to, ask you, why MAGA is so interested in the Epstein files. It just seems so out of character.
Because they think Bill Clinton's in them. No, I'm serious. They think it's Bill Clinton and Bill Gates and all these, all these guys that they are convinced are the deep state that controls the world and all that kind of stuff. I honestly think, John, that Fox News and the right-wing information bubble has been so effective at keeping these guys ignorant that most of them had no idea that Trump is all over those things. And they're just now discovering.
It's interesting, but I had watched The Apprentice, not, the biopic that was released just before the election, and Trump was desperately trying to keep that, you know, out of the.
John, you just vanished. Here. Oh, you're back.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. Your phone's flaky, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And so I just thought it was, you know, so interesting. Actually, Rupert Murdoch knew Donald Trump. He used to hang out at Le Club with the other, you know, creepy people, mm-hmm. the mafia, and other people like that.
Yeah, you wonder if Roger Ailes was a friend of Jeffrey Epstein's, too. He certainly was, sexually predatory enough.
It's beyond the pale that these things were not discussed in detail by the news, and all of the other things that have come
or
out.
Or by the Democrats. I mean, where were the Kamala Harris ads pounding on Trump for being Epstein's best bud? Epstein.
I don't know, but, you know, we need to double down on it now. Anything that irritates Donald is something you need to double down on until his head bursts.
And he is twisting in the wind right now. He is why are you talking about this? It's not, it's all, it's, he's dead now. Yeah, it's, yeah. John, excellent point. Thank you so much. Great to hear your voice again, and thanks for the call. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, how's my favorite conservative doing today?
Tom.
What's up?
Hi, Tom. Before I ask my question, I've had this burning question. Do you think ICE agents should be required to wear Hello Kitty T-shirts when they go out?
No, but I do think that any law enforcement officer in the United States, I realize there may be a few exceptions to this, and most of them probably have to do with things like undercover work. But by and large, any law enforcement officer in the United States should identify themselves as such and should be identifiable.
Right.
There's this thing called accountability in the United States. And I don't think that people should be arrested without warrants. I actually read the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
What say you?
But Tom, we have these, the government has three new revenue streams now. We have the tariff money coming in. We have the money from firing people. We have the money from canceling contracts and paying grants and things like that. Where is it all going to? And why doesn't, on the tariffs, why don't they post the amount of money that the government has in our tariff money? That's where the money goes.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about each one of those three bins. With regard to the tariffs, one of the problems is that when Trump started imposing tariffs, we used to have a large infrastructure of, you know, tariff collectors, essentially, you know, the people associated with the Department of Commerce and the IRS who collected this money. They don't exist anymore, by and large. And so an awful lot, you know, in the early months, an awful lot of this whole tariff stuff just like never actually, you know, got collected, number one. Number two, because Trump's tariffs were draconian, you know, the 10%, 20%, 30%, 40% rather than, you know, the traditional, you know, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%.
Right.
Because they were so high, an awful lot of commerce simply stopped. People stopped importing. So the total revenue from the tariffs, I've seen a couple of different numbers and over the course of the last 6 months, but it appears that it's really not that much money. It's well under $100 billion, and as I recall, might be a well under $50 billion. But fact check me on that. I mean, look it up. It's probably out there someplace. But it's not a lot of money.
I see.
It's a drop in the bucket. So tariffs, number one. Number two, the firing people has actually cost us money. It's cost us more money than it's saved us, because they're federal employees who are unionized, they have contracts, and they're entitled to severance pay, and they're entitled to benefits that last until the end of the year, and private contractors in many cases are being hired to do the work that they're doing. There was a great piece in the Financial Times about a month and a half ago talking about how all of the firings that DOGE did ended up costing the federal government. I forget the number, but it was billions of dollars more than zero. There was no savings whatsoever from the firings. And then the third was, shutting down programs, things like USAID. USAID was, you know, 0.2% of the federal budget. I mean, it was a meaningless amount of money. The programs that have been shut down by and large, you know, shutting down the National Weather Service, which caused the crisis down in Texas or exacerbated it.
Right.
Amount of money is what the Defense Department spends in an afternoon. And so where did all this money go? It went to pay a very tiny slice of the $3.4 trillion that they just gave to the top 1% in America.
I see. Tom, can any of these laws and budget things they pass be changed when the Democrats take over?
Some of them, yeah. It's going to depend, if the Democrats take over. B, if they only get the House, then probably none of it will get changed, but the damage, they can stop the damage getting any worse. Then C, if you're looking 3 years out and we get a Democratic House, Senate, and President, then, yeah, there could be a lot of work done, but it would require either the Democrats to blow up the filibuster or just blow out the Senate wins that year. So we'll see, Bill.
Get two-thirds of the Senate. That would help.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have to. Did I answer your questions?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, good talking to you, Bill. Thank you very much.
One other thing?
Sure.
One other thing for the weather?
Yeah.
There's still the Farmer's Almanac is 80% correct for the Weather Bureau.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll
check it out.
They
should pass that out.
I know they, you know.
Yes, since 1818.
Yeah, when we used to live in Vermont and New Hampshire, we swore by the Farmer's Almanac. I mean, it was shocking how often it was correct. Bill, thanks for the call.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, there you go. Nice to hear from you. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, welcome back, Tom. And thanks. I'm going to definitely order your new book. But a couple of things. Did you see that Holland and Norway are going to forward base some F-35 stealth fighters in Poland for 6 months as a deterrent against possible Russian aggression?
Yeah, I saw that.
And Russia is insisting on, you know, free navigation for the ghost tankers in the Baltic Sea, the ones that are hauling their illicit oil shipments.
Yep.
And they're threatening any interference with those tankers will involve an immediate armed response.
Right, will be considered an act of war.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. Yeah, this is getting dangerous, George.
It sure is, I'll tell you. It's more like, you know, probably the most dangerous since the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, and you're the old intelligence guy who speaks Russian and, you know, worked for the agency that can't be named. I take what you say seriously, George.
Well, I enjoy your show, and definitely pass this on to Jeff. He did a great job, and I enjoyed seeing his dog, George, on the broadcast, because I have a nearly 9-year-old dachshund, so I'm definitely a dog lover.
Great. We have two dogs and three cats.
I wouldn't know what to do without her. She's my little companion.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that, a lot of people have been saying that, and I'm so glad to hear it. I mean, Jefferson, I've known him for years. He's a great guy.
Oh, yeah, he does an excellent job.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and I enjoy hearing, you know, seeing his dad. Like I told him, he's 90 years old, and I hope I'm as sharp as he is if I ever get to that age.
May we all be. May we
That's
all be.
That's right.
Yeah. George, thanks for the call.
Keep up the good work, Tom. Nice having you back.
Thank you. And great to hear your voice again, too, George. Good talking to you. It's just about 48 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Focus on Freedom provides support and guidance for children and adults with disabilities. Here's founder Marla Kopecky-Penny talking about demystifying schools. How do I prepare for an IEP meeting or a caseworker meeting?
Have you ever walked into one of those meetings feeling overwhelmed or unheard? You are not alone. Demystifying Schools and Services is our in-person workshop that helps caregivers, educators, and providers understand special education systems in clear language, how to prepare, what to ask, and how to feel confident as a participating member in the conversation, rather than a recipient of the information. When everyone has a seat at the table, the person with diverse abilities is the one who truly benefits.
If you or someone you know has disabilities and are challenged finding appropriate resources and guidance, Focus on Freedom provides a wide variety of support services, such as foundations and caregiving, demystifying schools and services, one-to-one training for individuals with diverse abilities, and more. Visit focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence and transforming lives.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance.com. /Tom to get up to 37% off and free shipping. Louise swears by this stuff. It really works. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Folks out in the street, but now they run, now they hide, too scared to take the other side. They cut your wages, steal your rights, but won't debate in broad daylight. Their town halls are a ghost parade, so let's step in. Adopt a red state, take a stand, fill the halls where cowards ran. Show the truth, break the lies, let them hear the other side. Adopt a red state, make them see. The GOP's afraid of democracy.
There you go, show up. Show up, huh? 54 minutes past the hour. Bob in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WBEC. What's up?
Hey, Tom, welcome back. Hope you had a good vacation.
Thank
I know you.
You
were writing the book, but following up on your book. But anyways, I'll get straight to it for what I was calling about. You know, I keep hearing, just like when they had the Texas flood, they were, you had a reporter yesterday start asking Trump that, not a lot of information isn't being handed out. And his response after her whole question was put forth, he finally wraps up with going, that question was very evil. You're an evil person.
Yeah.
He called her evil.
Which is nuts. Did you notice in his press conference today, no reporters asked him any tough questions? He has now successfully cowed the White House press corps by doing that kind of thing.
This is the reason why I'm calling. I really wish that these reporters would band together, grow a couple.
Yeah.
When one reporter gets shut down like that, why can't another reporter just, hey, I want to follow up. You never answered that question. Please answer.
Yep.
And two or three people. What's he going to do? Is he going to fire all of the suspend all of the reporters from coming back into the White House or any of his
He's already kicked out the Associated Press, and they're not back in yet, to the best of my knowledge.
Yes, I understand that, but
I think what he'll do is he'll eventually end up with nobody except Fox News and News Nation One America News, and basically he'll just have the right wingers in there. I mean, he's packed them in now anyway. He's got right wing bloggers in there, for God's sake. I mean, this is not a press corps thing anymore.
I understand that, but don't you think that would kind of take his credibility away? It would really harp if the newspapers were to get a hold of it.
He has no credibility. The guy is a professional liar, and everybody knows it. I don't think he cares about that at all, Bob. Bob, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Great question. Thank you. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there and get active. Tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I will catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More than 20 states have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over $6 billion in frozen federal education funds, all for after-school and summer programs and other programs. North Carolina Attorney General Jeff Jackson says families across his state and the country will be impacted if courts don't act quickly.
The effect is going to be massive and it's going to be immediate. We estimate it's roughly $165 million to the state. It's going to result in roughly 1,000 educators being laid off.
President Trump, along with NATO's Secretary General, announcing Ukraine will receive some Patriot weapons sold to the alliance and delivered by Europe. The president expressing frustration with Russia's deadly attacks and says Russia could face more tariffs if a peace deal isn't made in 50 days. Police in Kentucky say 2 people were killed and 2 injured after a lone gunman opened fire at a Baptist church Sunday in Lexington. Police say the shooter was killed by officers. Earlier, police say the gunman injured a state trooper. This is ABC News.